Hey everyone, welcome back to Neuro Girl Talk. Today we have a boy here!
Wow!
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Nelson and I'll be joining this podcast today. And we're going to do kind of like a random conversation roulette.
Okay, yeah.
Because there's so much to talk about, so
yeah, fun. There's literally so much to talk about. Also, Nelson is from the museum. We work together. So yes. We're co-workers and... yeah, I'm excited to get started, honestly. Okay.
Oh my god, okay, let's start. This damn...
We love the sound effects.
We love it. The question is... Okay. If you had the chance to be born again, in which country would you like to be born?
Oh, okay, wait. I thought I was going to say, like, what era of time?
Oh.
And I was, like, so ready for that. I was going to say, like, the 70s.
Honestly.
But, what country? What is that? Okay, I feel like everyone says, like, America is the best country in terms of, like, opportunity.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I was the same person that I was... If I was the same person that I am right now, I would want to be in the country that would give me the most opportunity. And, like, I feel like that country is America. But, like, if I was a different person and I was just trying to, like, be there for the aesthetics, I feel like I'd say something random, like Italy. Or, like...
Oh, my God, that'd be so much fun.
Yeah, or, like, Spain or something. Like, imagine me speaking fluent Spanish.
I think so, too. I mean... yeah, the United States has, like, a lot of opportunities. I mean, like, we have one of, like, the best schools. Like, mm-hmm. for example, like, the Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
And just, like, there's so many internships here. Like, there's a lot of opportunities to, like, travel as well. Just, like, expand your career. But, like, also, if it's just, like, I just want to, like, be out and do, like, be the, like,
yeah,
do the most.
Yeah, you just want to, like, live life.
Yeah, honestly, maybe somewhere in Europe or, like,
Asia.
Is that
offensive? I hope that's not offensive.
I don't think so. I mean...
I feel like, okay, Europe does have really good schools, but, like, I feel like it really depends on your goals.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the times, people from other countries are trying to come to America for school because we have so many great opportunities, and, like, you don't necessarily see people going to Europe for school unless they're doing, like, English or something, or, like, classical studies.
Or, like, art.
Yeah.
Because I do have a friend that's going, mm-hmm. Like, to school in Europe for art. Like, mm-hmm. like I think that's, like... Crap, I don't know the degree off my head, but I know it's like something to do with art. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if it was like if I just want to live life,
like art history or something
yeah.
like that, yeah.
But like if I want to live life, just like do like whatever, maybe somewhere in like Asia, South Korea.
Yeah,
man, they have some great stuff
or like,
down there.
Or like Bali, or like what was that other place? Cappadocia, Turkey. Mm-hmm. I feel like somewhere like that, where like it's just like really pretty and like you just get to vibe. Like I would like. Be like a florist or something in like another universe.
Yeah, I mean, what is it called? If I just want to be, I'm just gonna be here in the corner. I'd be just painting every single day.
Yeah, yeah,
like, that'd be so much fun. I mean, because I like to sketch sometimes.
Honestly, okay, so when I went to New Orleans a couple of weeks ago during like winter break, we were walking down. I don't know what the place was called. It's like they're really big, like I guess. Like their really big like town square type thing. Mm-hmm. They had like a ton of art. I didn't know that art was so like prominent in New Orleans, but they had like this whole line of artists who were just like sitting there like painting people live.
Oh wow.
And it was so crazy because like you're walking there and like it's so pretty there and everything, like it feels like you're in a different country. I was like, oh, is this like Rome right now or something?
Yeah, I went to New Orleans I think it was like a couple years ago.
Yeah,
I did not experience that, however it was raining.
Yeah.
Like it is right now. It was raining, but it was, I realized it was a very French-inspired city.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah,
so, like, the architecture was, like, super pretty. I was like, man,
and
I can't believe we're still in the United States.
The huge church that they have, I don't know if you went there. But,
I think
like,
I did.
They have a lot of, like, their windows have, like, a ton of, like, stained glass and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really pretty. It actually does remind me a lot of, like, Europe and just, like, it's, like, art-inspired, I feel like.
Yeah, also in Santa Fe, New Mexico... Mm-hmm. They have a lot of indigenous and Native Americans there.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of their architecture, like, is very inspired by the Native Americans. And also, as well, there are some, like, I don't remember specific what the material is called.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's adobe? No. It's something, it's like a clay mixture, almost kind of thing. And there are houses over there that people still live in to this day.
No way!
Yeah, and it's like, oh my god, I think... my sister was, like, looking on, like, I think a realtor or something. Uh-huh. And it was, like, $14 million. And I was, like, what the hell?
For Clay House? Okay.
And I was, like, damn.
That is actually wild.
It's wild. But it was very pretty. I really like the architecture over there. Damn, I can't talk today. Architecture over there. And also, we saw this really big church. Mm-hmm. And also, it was, like, really pretty.
Wait,
like,
that's wow. Why one of my goals is to go to, like, all 50 states. I think so far I have 22 or 23 down. But the reality is, like, everyone says, like, oh, all the states in America are, like, exactly the same. It's just, like, roads and, like, suburbs and, like, cities and whatever. Like, but no. Literally every state has such a different vibe. And, like how we're saying, like, New Mexico, New Orleans, like, they have such a specific culture that, like, we don't know until we go there. Like, the fact that it could feel like you're in a completely different country, even though you're still in the States, like, that is wild. And I really want to experience that.
Yeah, so. As well, even, like, in New York, like, it's like, oh my god, stereotypical, like, in New York, it's just, like, big cities and just
me being
and, like,
from New York and not being from the city.
But I went to Buffalo to go tour the university at Buffalo.
Yeah.
University, I think it was like Sunny at Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't believe this is
SUNY.
SUNY, yes. I mean, Sunny. SUNY at Buffalo.
Yeah, State University.
Yeah, State University of New York at Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't believe we're still in New York. It was so, it was so, like,
that's the thing. Like, New York is out. So big that, like, upstate, it ends up being, like, super pretty. Like, you have farmland, you have, like, the countryside, and then you go down closer to the water and you have Manhattan, obviously, and then you go, what is it, it's east of that, and Long Island is a whole different, like, vibe. A whole different culture as well, because you have so many Italians, you have so many beaches and the Hamptons and, like, all of that. Like, New York really can't fit into one box.
And, like, when we were in Buffalo, I was like, damn, I was like, I can't believe we're still in New York.
Yeah.
And my cousin was like, we're gonna go cow tipping, and I was like, what? You don't know cow tipping?
No.
You just go on, like, you just go to, like, some random farm where there are cows and you just tip them over.
No way. What in
that's
the
a
world?
Thing.
Wait, who created that? I've never heard that before.
But she's like, yeah, we're gonna go cow tipping because there was like
that is
a
so farm funny.
There was like a farm not too far away from the university or like the dorms. And, like, my cousin was like, we're gonna go cow tipping and then we're gonna go to Canada and just go cow tipping. And
no,
I was like,
most students go, like, partying on the weekends, but in Buffalo they go to cow tipping.
And I was like, bro, what? But yeah, it's actually really interesting. Mm. I did also go to, like, Virginia, and it's very, there's a lot of hills, which surprised me.
Yeah, I like Virginia.
And I almost ate hella floor because I was going down so fast because we're at my aunt's house.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just gonna go explore. I almost got lost and I almost ate floor, so that was not a great experience.
Okay, you would not believe, like, I think it's kind of hard being in Texas, especially when you've grown up in Texas and everything, because it's so flat here. Like, it's so freaking flat, it's hard to imagine that, like, other places are really hilly. Like, in Boston, for example, one of my best friends lives in Wellesley, which is, like, I guess just west of Boston, and, like, the hill that his grandparents' house is on is so huge, like, you would not imagine. Boston College in Chestnut Hill is, like, literally a huge hill.
Yeah.
And they have, like, literally staircases that you walk down and up, and I was like, how do you go to school here? Like,
honestly,
how do you run to class? That's my question. But the same way in Rhode Island, so when I went to visit Brown University in Providence, literally, it's called College Hill because it's a huge hill, and I never knew that until I was going to tour it, and literally I had to run up the hill in the rain while it was, like, literally so windy, and I was like, I guess y'all people have to spare, like, 15 minutes to get to class and to, like, get to places because you cannot run down this hill.
You have to warm up.
No, literally.
And, like, going back to, like, which country would you like to be born? I was thinking about how you said it's, like, about how in the United States you don't realize that. Like, especially here in Texas, you're like, oh my god, everything's so flat. And then you go, like, oh my god, there's hills everywhere. If thinking about, like, country-wise, like, my parents are from El Salvador.
Yeah.
Over there, oh my god, there's so many hills and mountains. Especially because I hiked up the volcano up in, like, in San Miguel. Yeah.
Stop, I want to do that.
Oh my god, I didn't get to the top. I got to, like, 3/4 of the way. I was at the crown of the volcano. I was, like, halfway there, but then I got scared. Because I was, like, because
if it starts erupting.
So it's a very dormant volcano. It has erupted a few times, but the way that it's inclined, it's, like, very scary, especially at the crown. So it'd be almost like an L shape.
Okay.
Or maybe, like, maybe it's, like, a 45-degree difference.
Yeah.
So, like, you, if you start rolling and you get off the crown of the volcano, you will literally fly.
So, like, whoosh.
Yeah. It's, like, I'm, like, yeah. I'm, I was, like, if I stop, and the fact that it was just, it was the only, it was my mom, the guide, and me. And I was, no like, way. And I was, like, if I fall and I start rolling, I will die. I will absolutely
that's
die.
That's so crazy.
I
was like, you think that's a good way to die. Not gonna lie.
And I was like, my mom, she's not gonna be able to stop me. How? How? Like, she's the shortest out of my family. Because my my sister and my dad are, like, 5'9". I'm the tallest, like, by an inch. Like, 5'10". I'm, like, I'm 5'10".
Yeah.
But my sister and my dad, they're 5'9". And we, all four of us, were supposed to go up there. But my sister, as soon as we got to the base of the volcano, she was like, I don't feel good. I'm like, you're a bitch. I fucking hate you. And then my dad was like, I'm just going to stay behind with her. And I was like, okay, whatever. So it's just us three, 4.5 hours going up that volcano. And once we got, like, halfway there, up to, like, to the crown of the volcano, it's very, the ground, the soil is very porous. So it's very loose.
Huh.
So you take, like, 2 steps forward, you take 5 steps back.
No.
So it's like, you almost, like,
wait, that's kind of crazy.
To make at least some kind of progress to go upwards, you have to run.
Okay, I have kind of a similar story, except that, like, it was in Hollywood. So last spring break, I went to visit my aunt in California. She lives in LA. And so my sister came to visit as well, and my brother-in-law. And so we decided to go, like, hike up to the Hollywood sign, because we were like, oh, like, we did it years ago, but, like, we want to do it again now that we're older, and, like, what a great experience, whatever. And, like, my brother-in-law really likes hiking too, so we're like, okay, let's do it. So for some reason, it was March and it was literally so hot. It was like 85 degrees. And so we go, and on top of it, it's like super sunny. So obviously, like, the fact that it's sunny, it's like, okay, it's good weather, but, like, the fact that it was hot was, like, so bad. So we start walking and we're, like, hiking. And first of all, I don't know why we never thought that, like, it would be hard to find, like, the route to the Hollywood sign. Because, like, there are all these trails, but some of them are just, like, the park where, like, you're hiking around the park or, like, whatever mountain. And some of them are, like, specifically go to the Hollywood sign so that, like, you can be right there, like, by the fence. And so first we're trying to figure this out. There are, like, people around us, and we're, like, going, we're going, and then we keep getting lost, right? We keep asking people, like, where the heck are we going? Then my sister, she started to have the worst mood ever, because her feet were hurting, and my brother-in-law, like, his heart was literally about to break. He was like, I want to go up to the Hollywood sign. And we had only been out for, like, an hour at this point. And so we're going, and eventually we get to the right path, and it was so funny. Like, for whatever reason, it felt like we were in a totally different country, because it was like rocky, and then it was, like, full of sand, and then it was, like, dirt, and then it was grass, and we were like, what is happening?
It's like, pick a struggle.
No, literally. And so then at some point, like, we have to slide down this, like, dirt path or whatever.
What?
And so we finally are making it, and we see the sign, and still, when you see the sign, it's still, like, literally 5 miles away, right? But, like, the fact that you're seeing it is a good sign. And so my sister's still in such a horrible mood. She's like, I wish I never came here. I should be at home right now. And so eventually we finally make it. And the funniest thing was, we finally make it, and then we see a car pull up, and, like, this family gets out.
Oh.
And there was a street right there. There was a street right there where you could drive up to and you could come out.
I would have been so pissed. I'd be like,
literally,
you know what?
My sister was like, I'm about to slaughter you both. And it was really funny. But I think my brother-in-law and I really enjoyed, like, the experience of hiking. And in the middle of it, there was some, like, park ranger guy who was like, in this heat, like, you're never gonna make it. And then he gave us, like, some water bottles, and he was like, you're never gonna make it though. And my brother-in-law and I, we were, like, so stubborn that we're like, if he told us we're not gonna make it, we are definitely gonna make it now. Like, I don't
out of
care.
Spite
no,
this time.
Literally. And I was like, I'm about to get his number and send him a selfie when we're up there, because we made it. But it was so funny. Eventually we went down that road that, like, was right there, that pulled up next to the Hollywood sign, and we're, like, there, and we're, like, walking back to, like, the town area, and, like, essentially trying to go back to our car. And in like the Hollywood area, they have, like, these scooters that you can, like, ride around.
That's fun.
And so
well, kind of like in Austin.
Yeah,
they have, like,
yeah,
random ass scooters everywhere.
Yeah, I love those. And so my brother-in-law hopped on one, and he was gonna go, like, get the car for us. And the funniest thing, I was not there, but he told me this story later on. He was, like, going up to our car, and, well, he was, like, on the scooter and whatever, and he encountered a coyote. Literally what? In the middle of the day. And I don't know how he got through that, but the coyote just, like, walked away. He was, like, terrified for weeks after that.
I started crying. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to fucking die.
No, literally. Imagine he never came back. He never came back, and we wouldn't even know. But it was really funny. I just felt like that reminded me of that because it was, like, such a memorable experience, but, like, it was worth it in the end.
Yeah, same with the El Salvador. Man, the guy was... He was, like, trying to encourage me to, like, go all the way up, but I could not. He was, like, maybe, like, halfway there.
Imagine, okay, if he told you that you couldn't do it, then you
would. Oh, no, I would have been like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna, like, fuck you, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
but
that was me.
But he kept on saying, oh, yeah, we're, like, 15 minutes away. 15 minutes turned into 2 hours. So I was like, no.
That's the funniest thing, where, like, the Hollywood sign was in our sight, but it was still miles and miles away. We were like, we're almost there. And then 2 hours later, we were there.
Yeah, and then once we were at the Crown, I was like, oh, my God, 2 hours passed by. And he was like, don't worry, we're actually 15 minutes away this time. And I was like, bro, I don't believe you. I'm scared.
Next time, bring, like, a jetpack.
Honestly. And then the fact that we could see the tops of the clouds was also concerning. So I was
yeah. That's so cool,
though. It was really cool. But I was...
Now I want to go.
It was really cool. But then I was like, okay, I'm just going to stay here and y'all can go up to the crater. My mom went all the way to the top. She beat me. She went, like, Queen. She went to the crater. I was like, okay, slay. Okay, let's come back down. But what scared me the most is that I saw a cloud coming towards us and it was going to be blocking our path. So I was like, if this cloud gets in front of us, we are going to die.
But you could walk through a cloud, though.
Yeah, but it's also very... It was...
Foggy. Oh,
foggy.
Yeah.
Foggy. Yeah, and I'm...
That's wild.
And we're also, like...
Accidentally fall inside the egg volcano.
And my mom took a video inside of the crater. There was nothing inside of the crater because it was all solid.
Yeah.
But I was like, if we go through this cloud, we are absolutely going to die because we're thousands of feet up in the air.
Yeah,
and I was like,
wild.
We fall? I guess that's it. That's my life. It was a good 17 years. Great. But... Eventually, like, I was whistling because, like, my parents taught me how to whistle, like, extremely loud.
Oh.
So they heard me, and they took their sweet-ass time to come down. I'm like, bro, do you not see the cloud? And they're like, yeah, we saw it. And I'm like, I hate you guys. But it was, like, another 3.5 hours to go down the volcano.
Uh-huh.
And my feet were aching.
Oh,
my mom's
gosh.
Feet were aching. And then we called my dad, and we were like, hey, bro, come pick us up. We're fucking tired. And he took his sweet-ass time to get there. He was like, oh, yeah, I was picking something up. And I was like, we're tired, bro. We were up since 5 in the morning. It's like, it's like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
I was like, we're exhausted. Why did you take forever? He's like, I was just picking something up before I came to pick you up. And I was like, no, I don't want to hear it. Like, just take me home. And, man, whenever we took that shower, it
was
the most...
Then you started to appreciate the flatness of
Texas.
Honestly,
I was like, oh, my God, thank God for Texas. It's, like, it's so flat.
Yeah.
And whenever we went back to my grandma's house, because that's where we're staying,
yeah,
that shower was the most refreshing shower I've ever had in my fucking life.
Aww.
I swear. It was so refreshing, even though it was, like, cold as hell. I was like... And then for the rest of the day, I didn't talk to anyone. I was just on TikTok. I was like, I'm done. I'm done with today.
Okay, next question.
Okay, let's do one of these. Pick a number between 1 through 37.
22. I'm feeling what did 22. You...
Oh, my partner's turning 22 next week. Okay, it says, what did you think was cool as a kid but isn't actually cool now?
Growing up.
Honestly. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to buy I thought, like, being an adult was so cool. Because I was like, oh, my God, you have so much freedom. You can do whatever you want.
No,
and I'm like, I hate being an adult now.
No, literally. Because I'm not even officially an adult, but I feel like I'm pretty much adulted.
Pretty much.
I don't even know. I used to think high school was so cool. Like, I literally was like, I'm going to be that girl in high school. Not saying that I wasn't. Like, I definitely am that girl. But, like I don't want to be that girl anymore, you know?
Yeah, High School Musical set us up.
No, literally. I'm like, Gabriella, I'm literally going to be Gabriella.
It's like, why is nobody singing? Man, I thought high school was cool. Man, I used to play, like, with my best friend, like, of 17 years, like, to this day. We used to play, like, this house kind of game where I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in high school. And, like,
oh,
it was...
Oh, stop, I love it.
And, like, it was great. And, like, we even played with her little brother. But now I'm like, oh, my God. Like, high school was fun. I didn't even want to lie. It was fun.
I wouldn't do it again, though.
I wouldn't do it again. No.
Like, it was nice.
Not.
but like not that nice.
No, I would never do it again. It was wild. It was like I swear high school years are like one of the wildest years of my life.
I think the other misconception I had was like everything's just like easy when you get older. Mm-hmm. Where like I don't know why I had that idea, but like it just seemed like, I guess in the moment it seemed like being a kid was so hard, where like you wanted to do so many things that you can't. And so in my mind it seemed like, oh well, like once I have the freedom to do whatever I want, everything's gonna be easy. Mm-hmm. Which like is totally not true, because no one prepares you for like the amount of like, I don't think anything could prepare you for the amount of like depression and anxiety that you'll feel in high school,
and then like with all the responsibilities you put on top, it's like,
plus like the fact that you grow up so fast, like you're in eighth grade and then all of a sudden you're a senior in high school, and like 4 years just like fly by. And I think like that's the other thing, where like I always felt like time went by so slowly when I was a kid.
Oh my god, same. I was like, oh my god, I wish it's just time would just go by so quickly.
No, yeah,
now, like, please go. And I'm like, why is time going by so quickly? Like, for real? Where did the time go by? I don't know. I feel like time goes by faster as you get older.
Yeah.
And like you actually start appreciating time. You're like, oh wow, I wasted a lot of time.
Yeah. No, I mean the other thing is like what kind of reminded me of that is like, when I feel like my parents used to always be like, oh, like appreciate the time you have with your siblings right now, because like in a blink of an eye they'll be like moved out and they'll be gone and like you'll miss each other a lot. And I was always like, nah, like what do you mean? Like,
yeah, I was like, whenever my sister moved out, I was like, finally get out. But then I actually did miss my sister, but I feel like her moving out actually like helped our relationship.
Yeah,
because it's like,
okay, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, because we used to fight like a lot. Uh-huh. And even though she moved back in because of COVID,
yeah,
like it's still like we're still like doing great, even though we've had like our ups and downs. I think whenever she moves out again, because she is looking for an apartment again, mm-hmm. I think whenever she moves out again, I think that's gonna be like, okay, we finally had a break from each other. But now, like, whenever I go visit her, I'm like, it's going to be great. Like, our relationship is going to definitely improve.
I feel like I was totally not prepared. It maybe just because my sister, like, it all happened very fast. Like, my sister was the first one to move out. And, like, essentially, when she was in college, she commuted. But, like, it was, she spent, like, most of her day in the city, like, at college anyways. So, like, it was kind of a slow transition where, like, we started seeing less and less of her. And we were like, oh, okay. But it did feel like all of a sudden when she moved out, when she got married and moved out, that, like, she just wasn't there anymore. And, like, it's so funny because you don't realize that, like, just being able to, like, sit with your siblings and, like, literally do nothing and just, like, be in their presence, or, like, just watch TV together, or, like, go get boba together, like, dumb things like that.
That, like, I do that actually, all the time with my sister. It actually matters at the end of the day.
It matters.
Because I'm like,
I'm like alone, and I'm like, I literally just want someone to do that with.
Yeah, and even now, like, my sister and I currently do that, where, like, we just sit in the living room and do absolutely nothing. We're just off on our phones.
Yeah.
Or, like, almost, and I'm like, and I was like, hey, do you want to go get, sweet. Yeah. Like, hey, it's like, hey, do you want to go get boba? And she's like, yeah. And then we're like, can we go to this, like, one boba store? Like, it's like pretty close to my place, and they sell food, but they only accept cash. So I'm like, and she's like, hey, you got cash? I'm like, I got $4. And she's like, all right, like, let's go. Yeah, meme.
I have $3.
It's like, I have $4 in cash, but like things like that, it's also like,
yeah,
I appreciate it at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, now whenever my siblings are around, when like they're visiting and stuff, I feel like I value their presence so much more, because I'm like, geez, like I actually miss my siblings when they're not there. And like, I just feel like that's a misconception. Like, when you're younger, you don't really recognize the value of it. But it's also, like, when you get older, you start to have more of a deeper bond with your siblings. Like, obviously, when you're 7 years old, you're not going to be talking about, like you're
depressed. Like, I hate you. Like, I hate you. Yeah, give me whatever. Like, it's, yeah, like, you need to share.
Yeah.
But like, now it's like, do you want half of this?
When you're little, like, you're not thinking about, like, the deeper things that, like, create a bond between your siblings. But, like, I don't know. When you're older, I think it just naturally happens, where, like, you share things with each other. Yeah. And, like, you just have, you have deep conversations, and like you're going through kind of the same phases of life. Like, for me right now, it's like my brother's graduating college and I'm like going into college, so we're like kind of focused on our careers and like what we're doing. So like, we have conversations about that, and how like it's freaking nerve-wracking. Yeah. Like, it's so difficult. So like, being there for each other in that way, like, I just feel like I was totally not prepared to like not have my siblings there, but at the same time, it like has helped me grow as a person and like be independent, but also like really value like when they are there to, like, offer advice and, like, care and all of that.
Yeah, even then, my sister now, she's like, use me as a resource. Yeah. She's like, I know you, like, you're starting off college. If you have any questions about anything, like, college-related, yeah. She's like, I did it for 6 years. So she's like, I know a thing or two.
Yeah.
So she's like, if you ever need any help or anything, because she also has her bachelor's in literature.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, if you fail any English class, I will beat you up. Like, she's like, I literally have a bachelor's in that, so she's like, if you need any help in anything, yeah, except for math, she's like, just let me know. So I think, like also siblings can be useful for some things, as well as, like, reliability and other things, yeah, as well.
Okay, it's your turn to choose one.
Okay, we'll do the... Can I refresh this? I have no clue.
Wait, click refresh.
There we go.
Does it just spin on its own?
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully it doesn't give us the same line.
Honestly. Okay, the question is, if you had 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, that's a lot. I don't know, especially...
That's a lot of wishes?
No, not a lot. No, when I say a lot, it's like...
I have too much, like, to wish for.
I have too much to wish for, because also, there are... You have also, what do you hear all the time? Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Because whenever you see, oh my god, I found a genie, and then, like, oh, you have 3 wishes, and, like, the obvious, yeah, rules are, like, you can't make anyone fall in love with you. What is it? I don't remember the other
one. You can't wish for more wishes.
You can't wish for more wishes, and you can't wish to kill anyone, right?
And you can't wish to, like, be immortal.
Uh-huh. So, I think it's, like, also, it's like, oh, I want $1 million. Okay, but it's like, okay, great. They're not just, but, like, $1 million without any condition.
Yeah.
$1 million can come in so many different ways. And shapes and forms is like, oh my god, I want $1 million. You didn't say how, though, because
I want $1 million handed to me in cash.
Honestly, but like, if you just say, oh, I want $1 million, okay, let's say, like, one of your, like, close relatives dies, or, yeah, like your sibling or your mom or your dad, they die, and their life insurance is $1 million. And be like, oh my god, I have $1 million.
You're really,
like,
overthinking this.
Like, I have $1 million now, but I don't have the person.
Yeah. Okay.
And so it's like, yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, I feel like I would want to, right now. Okay, I'm just going to say, like, what I would want right now. Not, like...
No, not, like, I want it
in the future. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, what I'm thinking about right now, like, the phase of life I am in right now, I think I would want to get...
We left you on a cliffhanger. Oh no. Okay, we split this episode up into 2 parts, so look out for the sequel. It'll be out soon, but we'll catch you then. Bye.